Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. I welcome you today to Light of Judah Online. We're doing a subject called Prayer, Your Foundation to Success, and we're doing the topic today in part two of Praying for Results. This is part two from a 17-part series. The major cause of failure in Christian enterprises is the omission of lack of prayer. Men ought to pray and not faint. This is Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Your success or failure is based entirely on your prayer life. 1% of your time spent in prayer will produce 1% result. 80% of your time in prayer will produce 80% of your results. 100% of your time in prayer will produce 100% results. Please remember this. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. Prayer is an attitude. It is a communication with God. You can live in an attitude of prayer constantly, being in communion and fellowship with God every hour of the day. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We see this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16. In order to get results in prayer, you must be convinced of one basic fact. God wants to answer your prayers. God answered the prayers of Jesus. God will answer your prayers. You are worthy, Jesus prayed, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. John chapter 17, verse 23. We can boldly come unto the throne of grace. We see this in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. What is prayer? Prayer is not an emotional release. It's not an escape valve or a religious exercise. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. It makes no difference how long you pray or how beautiful your words are. God responds to faith in prayer. Praying in faith is merely having the confidence that God is willing to use his power to answer your prayer. The key to success in prayer is expecting results. Don't just hope, but believe. Faith brings the Bible hope into reality and gives substance to it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not seen. And we see this in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Thank you for being with me in this second part. We're doing part three next. God's word in prayer is the answer. Thank you and God bless.